Hey everyone, and welcome back to Cyber Mornings Daily. You know, it's me, your host, back again to take you through today's deep dive.
Always a pleasure to be here.
Today we're going to be talking all about digital dangers.
Ooh.
And staying ahead of the curve in this crazy tech world.
It's a wild world out there.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I think about just how much we rely on our devices for, like everything.
Oh, tell me about it.
Banking, shopping, even like controlling our homes, you know?
Yeah.
Makes you wonder, just how secure are these things, really?
That's a great question. And it's one that security researchers are always thinking about.
Yeah.
And sometimes they uncover these vulnerabilities in the most unexpected places.
Like where?
Like in processors.
Oh, now you've got my attention. Processors. Like the brains of our phones and computers. What could go wrong there?
Right. So imagine this, like your processor is like this super efficient chef.
Yeah.
And they're trying to predict your every need.
Right.
It wants to have everything prepped and ready to go so your digital tasks run smoothly. This process is called speculative execution.
Speculative execution.
It's designed to make things faster.
So what's the problem with the processor being a good chef?
The problem is that sometimes the chef makes a wrong guess.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it preps ingredients you never end up using, right?
Mm.
And these leftovers, these digital breadcrumbs, can be exploited by attackers to steal information.
So it's kind of like peeking into the kitchen and figuring out the recipe based on what the chef threw away.
You got it. Researchers have discovered these vulnerabilities, nicknamed FLOP and SLOP, that exploit this concept.
FLOP and SLOP.
They allow attackers to basically reverse engineer the processor's guesses and access sensitive data.
Oh, wow.
And here's the thing. It impacts a ton of devices, like those with M2, M3, A15, and A17 chips.
Oh, hold on. So that's like a lot of devices potentially at risk. What can people do to protect themselves? Is there like a setting we can tweak or something?
Yeah, that's the tricky part. There are some technical workarounds, but they're not really user-friendly. Good news is companies are aware of these vulnerabilities and they're working on updates.
Okay, good.
But, you know, in the meantime, it really highlights the importance of choosing devices from manufacturers who prioritize security.
Absolutely, yeah. This raises a really important question, though. Like, what does this mean for the future of processor design? Are we just going to see more and more of these types of vulnerabilities?
That is the million-dollar question, yeah. It really highlights this delicate balance, right, between creating powerful processors, ensuring that they're secure.
Yeah.
And as processors become more complex and try to predict, you know, our every move.
Yeah.
They inevitably create new opportunities for attackers to exploit.
Right.
It's a constant arms race.
Yeah, it really is. Okay, so we need to be extra careful with our devices.
For sure.
But this actually leads perfectly into our next story.
Okay.
Which is about a company taking a totally different approach to online security.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they're deploying a digital guardian angel, specifically for their browser.
Intrigue. Tell me more about this guardian angel.
So imagine this, right? You're browsing the web.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you stumble upon a website that screams, danger, your computer is infected.
Oh, yeah.
You know those classic tech support scams?
Oh, yeah. The ones that try to scare you into calling a fake tech support number and handing over your credit card details.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But now imagine your browser had a built-in AI that could detect those scams in real time.
Oh, okay.
It's like having this little detective inside your browser.
I like it.
Analyzing every page you visit.
Nice.
And warning you if something seems fishy.
So you're talking about these AI-powered security features.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're becoming more common.
Yeah.
What makes this one stand out, though?
Well, for starters, it uses machine learning.
Okay.
Which means it's constantly getting smarter and more effective. And it doesn't rely on a list of known bad websites.
Right.
Instead, it analyzes the actual content and behavior of the page to identify signs of a scam.
That's a huge improvement over traditional security measures.
Yeah. And what about privacy? Like, is all that data being sent to the cloud for analysis?
Right.
That's the really cool part. The AI actually runs locally on your device.
Oh, okay.
So no need to worry about your browsing habits being shared with anyone.
So it's like having a personal bodyguard for your digital life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And to top it off,
yeah,
there's even a feedback loop built in.
Mm.
If you encounter a website that you know was incorrectly flagged or is a scam that slipped through the cracks, you can report it.
Okay.
And that feedback helps to train the AI model.
Oh, cool.
To become even more accurate.
I like that. It's a collaborative effort between users and the technology.
Exactly.
Making online security a shared responsibility.
Yeah.
I like it.
Me too. It's like we're all working together to create a safer digital world.
Right.
And speaking of staying safe, our final story today takes a little detour from the digital realm into something a bit more tangible.
Okay.
We're going old school with this one, snail mail.
Snail mail. In the age of instant messaging and emails. Now that's unexpected.
Right.
What could possibly be lurking in our mailboxes?
You'd be surprised. It turns out attackers are getting crafty.
Oh.
And using the perceived safety of snail mail
right.
as a disguise for, you guessed it, phishing scams.
Oh, wow.
And they're not just sending you a letter with a suspicious link.
Right.
They're using a much more subtle
okay.
and potentially dangerous method.
Uh-oh.
They're hiding malicious links inside PDFs.
PDFs? Those, like, boring old documents we use for everything.
I know, right?
From, like, work reports to online forms.
Yeah.
I didn't realize those could be dangerous.
That's the thing, right? They seem harmless.
Yeah.
Which is precisely what makes them the perfect disguise.
Oh, okay.
We often open PDFs without a second thought, assuming they're safe.
Right.
But attackers have figured out how to exploit that trust.
Okay, I'm intrigued. How do they manage to hide malicious links inside a PDF?
It's all about the way PDFs are structured. Think of them like digital blueprints with different objects telling the viewer how to display the content.
Okay.
And attackers can manipulate these objects
Ooh.
To create what are essentially invisible links.
Invisible links? That sounds like something straight out of a spy movie.
I know, right?
How is that even possible?
So they use a combination of techniques.
Yeah.
Like manipulating the font color.
Oh.
Positioning the text behind images, and even using custom fonts that display gibberish to the naked eye.
Wow.
It's like a digital magic trick where what you see is not what you get.
They've gone to great lengths to conceal their intentions.
Yeah.
So what happens when you click on one of these hidden links? Where does it take you?
Well, in this particular scam, the link takes you to a fake website.
Okay.
That looks like the official website of a well-known delivery service.
Ah, I see. And then they ask you for personal information like your address, your email, your phone number.
Yep.
Maybe even your credit card details, all under the guise of like a re-delivery fee or something.
You got it. And it's so easy to fall for, especially if you're expecting a package.
This is why we do this show, folks. Knowledge is power.
Right.
The more you know about these sneaky tactics, the better equipped you are to protect yourself.
Absolutely. But we've covered a lot of ground today, from hardware exploits to AI guardian angels to hidden dangers in snail mail.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I think it's time to take a breather and reflect on what we've learned.
I agree.
We'll be right back after a short break.
Sounds good. It's kind of crazy how these attackers are constantly finding new ways to, you know, exploit our trust.
Yeah.
We just naturally associate physical mail with this level of legitimacy, which makes these PDF scams even more insidious.
Yeah, it's like they're playing on our nostalgia for a simpler time.
Yeah.
You know, before everything went digital.
Right.
But the truth is, cyber threats can lurk in even the most unexpected places.
Exactly. And what's particularly concerning about this scam is its reach.
Yeah.
Researchers have found like multiple versions of this malicious PDF, each targeting different regions and languages.
Really?
Yeah. It's a global operation.
That's pretty scary.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that we need to be vigilant no matter where a message comes from or what form it takes.
For sure.
So what can we do to protect ourselves? I mean, we can't avoid PDFs altogether. No. They're such an integral part of our digital lives.
Right. We can't just like unplug from the digital world completely.
Right.
But there are some simple steps we can take to minimize the risk.
Okay. Like what?
Like, first and foremost, be wary of any unexpected messages.
Okay.
Or unsolicited messages, especially those with attachments.
Uh-huh.
Don't click on links or open attachments unless you're absolutely sure of the source.
Yeah.
If you're unsure, like, reach out to the sender directly through a trusted channel just to verify.
Good advice.
Yeah. And if you do need to open a PDF, be sure to use a reputable PDF viewer that has built-in security features.
Right.
A lot of the modern viewers actually can detect and block malicious content.
It's like having a security guard for your documents.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that.
And of course, keep your software updated.
Oh, yeah, always.
Updates often include those security patches that can help protect you from known vulnerabilities.
It's amazing how something as simple as updating your software can make such a huge difference.
I know, right?
In your online safety.
It's like locking your doors and windows.
Yeah.
It's a basic security measure that can prevent a lot of trouble.
It really can.
You know, it's interesting how all three of these stories, while seemingly different,
yeah,
they share a common thread.
What's that?
they all highlight the evolving nature of cyber threats
right.
and the need for us to adapt our security practices accordingly.
I agree, yeah. We've gone from worrying about viruses and malware to facing threats that exploit the very way our devices are designed
right.
to scams that target our psychological vulnerabilities.
Yeah, it's a constant game of cat and mouse,
huh?
But by staying informed and taking proactive steps to protect ourselves,
yeah.
we can stay one step ahead.
Absolutely.
Well said. So before we wrap up,
yeah.
let's take a moment to reflect on the key takeaways from today's deep dive.
What stands out to you? For me, it's the realization that security is not just about having the latest software
right.
or avoiding suspicious links. It's about understanding the broader landscape
yeah.
of cyber threats.
For sure.
Recognizing our own vulnerabilities
mm-hmm.
and taking a multi-layered approach to protection.
I think that's a really crucial point.
Yeah.
We need to move beyond this mindset of just reacting to threats
right.
and adopt a more proactive and holistic approach to security.
And a big part of that is staying informed.
Absolutely.
That's why we do this show.
Yeah.
To give our listeners the knowledge and tools they need to navigate the digital world safely and confidently.
Knowledge is power, especially when it comes to cybersecurity.
So let's leave our listeners with a final thought-provoking question. In a world where technology is constantly evolving and cyber threats are becoming increasingly sophisticated, how can we empower ourselves to be more discerning and proactive when it comes to our online safety?
That's a great question. That is a great question. It's a tough one too.
Yeah.
It really is a digital jungle out there, and it feels like the terrain is constantly shifting.
It really does, yeah.
But that's what makes it so fascinating, right?
I think so, yeah. Definitely keeps things interesting. I think one of the biggest takeaways for me from today is that we just can't rely on technology alone to like protect us.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, absolutely.
We need to be like proactive and informed yeah. and engaged in our own online safety.
Yeah, I completely agree. We need to shift from this passive mindset to a more active one.
Right.
Like it's about being aware of the risks, you
yeah.
know, understanding how they can impact us.
Right.
And taking those steps to mitigate them.
Yeah. That's like learning self-defense, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we wait for an attack to happen. You learn how to avoid dangerous situations.
Yeah, exactly. And just like with self-defense, practicing good cyber hygiene is crucial.
Totally.
Like strong passwords, two-factor authentication.
Yeah.
Regular software updates. You know, these are the basic building blocks of a strong defense.
Right. The foundation.
Yeah.
And let's not forget about just like basic critical thinking skills.
Oh, for sure.
Don't just believe everything you see online, you know.
Right.
Question the source. Look for evidence.
Yeah.
Be wary of anything that seems too good to be true.
Absolutely. We need to be discerning consumers of information, especially in this day and age.
Yeah, for sure. So what's like the one piece of advice you would give to our listeners to help them stay safe in this crazy digital world?
You know, I would say stay curious,
okay.
stay informed, and don't be afraid to ask questions.
Love it. Great advice.
The more you know, the better equipped you'll be to navigate this whole digital landscape safely and confidently.
I couldn't say it better myself.
Yeah.
And to all our listeners out there, thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into the world of digital dangers.
It's been a pleasure.
We hope you found it informative and empowering. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring this fascinating world of technology. We'll see you on the next episode of Cyber Mornings Daily.
See ya.